From Jericho to Jerusalem and Jonah to John, Daily Bread with Pastor Bradley Booth gives you spiritual insights that make the Bible come alive. Cancer has impacted nearly everyone. If this includes you, listen to what Pastor Bradley Booth has to say. He provides some insight and some hope that may bring you some comfort. Stay tuned.
What's the number one killer today in the United States and Canada? Cancer. It's nobody's friend and everybody's enemy. Nearly 600,000 people in America die every year due to cancer and causes of cancer. There are at least 100 kinds of cancer known to the human race, and we seem to be discovering more every day. The most common cancers are found in the colon, breast, and prostate. We are quite sure now that cancer of the colon is caused by bad eating habits, but it's less clear why the number of women contracting breast cancer is on the rise. And the same can be said of prostate cancer in men. Medical science is ever on the quest to find cures for cancer. And to date, it appears we now have over 800 medications and procedures in the hopper, many of them quite specific as to which kind of cancer they will eliminate. Chemotherapy is one of the oldest methods that floods the human body with chemicals to destroy the cancer. Radiation is a little more direct because it targets the area of the body in question, and then literally cooks the cancer cells to death. And of course, there is plain old surgery to cut out the offending cancerous tissues. One of the latest treatments for cancer focuses on immunotherapy. This treatment helps the body make its own antibodies that receive the DNA imprint of specific cancer cells, which are then unleashed in the human body to find and destroy those cancer cells. Cancer is like sin. It's silent and insidious, often giving its victims only days to live. Other times, it takes our bodies slowly, causing pain and disabilities that linger for years. And like cancer, sin has a cure. It's Jesus. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. That's pretty cool. Someday, soon, Jesus will burst through the clouds of heaven with his cure for cancer and sin and all the other bad things that plague us in this old world. We have his guarantee, and that's another terrific reason to go to heaven.
The episode you just heard is brought to you by One Voice Ministries.